Alex Van Pelt yesterday on the wow development of Drake May. By the way, it appears that everyday listener of this program, Rob Ninkovich, has called this morning with some sort of an observation on Santo, who we were discussing during the break.
Hasn't he taken enough this week?
Good morning. Morning, Robert.
Hi. Good morning, guys. I just dropped the kids off at school, got myself my Cumbies coffee, $1.50, beautiful stuff. So when we talk, every morning when I'm listening and I hear Santo, my image in my head of Santo, I think of Sato from Karate Kid 2.
Okay.
By the way,
you coward, you know, that.
Excellent sequel, by the way.
I think of a pretty intense. Yeah. Is he intense? Is Santo intense?
Not as intense as Sato. Man. Similarly, they have great hair, both of them.
Great hair.
Yes, great hair.
But you know
any
what?
Any salt in that thing? Any salt and pepper?
He's getting a little bit on the sides, but not too much. I probably have more than he does, but I dye my hair.
Okay. But your girls can dye. Yeah, cool.
But really, not what you expected from a sequel, because in my mind, there was not enough hand-to-hand combat. But
that's actually Karate Kid, just for full transparency, is my number one childhood movie.
Oh, wow.
Karate Kid 1, 2, and 3. Three, they kind of lost it. Four doesn't count. But the two, I enjoyed the two because the travel, you go to another place. Now, in real life, Ralph Macchio's not beating up anybody with a black belt. That their life journey was just karate.
Correct.
But I would say breaking the ice, you know, doing the breathing and breaking through five pieces of ice was always my childhood, one of my favorites. So, I love Karate Kid. I love the actual series, too. It's fun. Brings you back in time.
The series is big, though, now on ice.
What, Cobra Kai?
Yes, the Cobra Kai.
They did a great job. Johnny's in the old Trans Am still, Firebird. It's all broke down. It's rusty. Danielson's the big car dealer. He's got the money. You know, it's I know a few people like that.
You must be bummed that Drake May started before week 12 or whatever you wanted.
Yeah, I mean, Wiggy. Yeah. You were right. I was wrong.
It's all good.
You're pretty. I'm ugly. You know.
Okay.
It is what it is, okay? But I would say that there was a bunch of great stuff, obviously, in the first start of a young person's career, 22 years old. Every time I see him on television, I'm going, wow, that kid's young.
Yeah.
But he did some – when's the last time we saw a 50-yard throw for a touchdown? It's been a while.
Right.
Yeah. He's got all the skill set. He's got the talent. I'm not going to go back and say, my mother used to say, don't really rub it in and tell people you told
them
so.
Oh, you listened to that.
But you told Rob, you told Chatham,
to tell everybody.
You tried to tell everybody, but they wanted to wait. They didn't want the kid to get hurt.
It was you and Matt Ryan.
Now, I didn't like the fact that he just had an MRI. I didn't like the third quarter sack strip fumble where there was a clear drop of weight on the kid, and it took him forever to get up. He looked like Aaron Rodgers after getting hit.
Yeah.
But his ability to, fight through that, make a few plays was awesome. So I'm encouraged. Now, I just want to see a little bit. Now, this is just my defensive mind thinking as a player. When we would play a mobile quarterback or a quarterback that was not a stationary target statue in the back of the pocket, you hate move the pocket plays and you hated quarterback scramble plays and you hated RPO because the quarterback actually could pull the ball and run. I just want to see a little bit more of the take advantage of that mobile quarterback. I'm not saying get him out there like Josh Allen and have him get hit on every play, but I want to see maybe throw in a little college, take his five favorite best plays from college and sprinkle them in there and just see how they work. Because then the second that you put those plays in, the defense has to practice and prepare and take time into their week once you show it. So do that. I mean, just use the kid's ability. Make him get him on the run. See what he can do.
So Rob, you want kind of like what the Broncos did with Bo Nix last night, right? Where there's some designed runs, there's some scrambles mixed in there, but he's not taking shots. He's getting out of bounds. He's getting down. He's being smart with the football.
100%. Like, I almost took a couple of those plays and posted them, but I just didn't do it because I didn't care. But at the end of the day, I saw those plays, and I'm like, see, Sean, he sees the advantage of what he has in the backfield. He had who's the kid that they paid from the Saints? He wasn't really a quarterback. I'm having a brain fart.
Oh, you're talking Taysom Hill.
So he's had guys in the past where he had Drew Brees as the stationary quarterback. You know, he's going to be in the pocket. But then he had some mobile guys to where he's, okay, Nix is quick on the edge. He can get out of situations. He can run in situations. Let's use some of these plays that I've used in the past for a mobile quarterback and sprinkle them in there. And what it does is it takes the defense and it just throws a little curveball at you to where your ends and your outside backers, they have to really honor the quarterback. You're playing somebody that you don't really think is, you don't really actually don't honor the speed. So, okay, run an RPO. I know they're going to hand it off on every play because I don't respect the quarterback. Now when you have a quarterback that can get around the edge, you've got to sprinkle those in there, and then it opens up more gaps in the running game too.
Nick, we've been talking about Brady going to the Raiders, obviously getting the minority ownership group approved this week. Do you think, or do you know, did Tom ever try to buy the Patriots? Have you heard anything of the scuttlebutt?
I have no idea. No, I don't. I mean, man, I don't. How much do you think 5% costs?
Well, it's $220.
It's like $300 million.
Yeah, $350 million.
$300 million.
If the value is $6.7 billion, it's $300 million.
Yeah.
Do you have to get a loan for that, or do you what do you do with that? Is that like, hey, I'm buying a franchise, so like the revenue is always going to be there. A bank would be like, all right, cool.
You need some rich backing on that. Yeah. But the thing I will say about Rob and
Wiggy, let's try and buy a team. Come on, we'll get like, can we get 0.1001% of a team?
I mean, we got to talk to Greg and see if Ernie Bach will throw us some money. You know,
Brockton Rocks, Wiggs. You can buy them.
Yeah, gotta get the rest of that Brockton contract.
Yeah, they still owe me money.
But don't you think it's weird that Rob, if the Crafts didn't offer him that opportunity, isn't that weird?
No, you know what? You know what? If I was to ask you this question, if you own a company that you started from scratch and you owned it 100% and it's grown 20 times what you initially bought it for, why sell any of it?
Well, because it's a business. It's a smart business move when it comes to selling tickets and interest in your
franchise. I think they're going to make their money. That the crazy thing is with league sharing, you're going to make $800 to $1 billion every year anyway on league sharing because everyone has to share the net profit. So for me, it's like if I owned 100% of something that I knew was continually always going to year after year, even if I didn't sell one ticket, I'm still making tons and tons of money.
Yeah,
I'd keep every single percent of my ownership and just keep passing it on to the family.
But the reason I would, if I were Robert Kraft, and God knows I'm not, is that he's really concerned about how people view him. He clearly is bothered by the current opinion of his organization, and whatever $300 million is to you or me, to him, it's a Kevlar vest, but Tom Brady is running the football department. Any issues are going to go to him, and he's able to walk around and own the city again.
Well, I mean, that would be amazing if everything was a fairy tale, but in reality, I mean, Jordan bought, what was it, Charlotte for 275 million or 200 something million, and they never won anything. And everyone's like, you got Michael Jordan, the best ever in ownership, and we can't win ever. And then he ended up selling it for $3 billion, which is, you know, that's nice. But at the end of the day, like, I think number one, Vegas is a really tough market for building a roster, a team. I mean, yeah, you can have a team there in Vegas, but you got to have a lot of high character leadership, veteran guys. You know, look at some of the issues that they've had in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
Like, that's a place on every day of the week. If you're a young person with money, you can get yourself in a little pickle. So, you know, I think that for Tom to get a piece of ownership is amazing, and, you know, that's great for a former player. Why am I having a brain fart? Did he partner with somebody else to do that, though? Was Seymour involved in that? Did Seymour get a piece of that,
Seymour got a piece also.
Yeah, but I think his was very, very small.
And Greg also.
Yeah. But I think...
Greg, so if Seymour... So my question is, you know, you're bringing in Seymour, you're bringing in Brady, you know, Mark Davis...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is he doing that to try and generate more ticket sales? I don't think that that's really going to be the case. I don't know. Maybe it's just he's just generating $600 million in cash for himself.
I think with Davis, he doesn't mind those guys because they will help, you know, maybe with the franchise and tickets and
excitement. The brand or whatever.
I think the Krafts are more like the Joneses, Jerry Jones and that family, where they don't want anybody coming in to take away their shine. Yeah. But I will say this about Rob and his mentioning about the mobile quarterback.
Yeah.
Huge, massive shout out by Bill Belichick on the Eli Peyton Manning thing on Monday Night Football. And Bill said when they played mobile quarterbacks, he would put Ninkovich on the left side.
Really?
Because he was such a smart player. Because remember, Bill kept saying, you're letting him get outside. You're letting him get outside. And he said that he would put Ninko on the left side because he was a smart player and wouldn't allow that. So I guess in today's game, there's not many smart players. So take advantage of Drake May's ability to get outside because these defensive ends are not that smart. But
thank
big shout out.
Thank you for that compliment, Wiggy.
Well, don't thank me. Thank Bill.
Thanks, Bill. You know, I'm no dummy.
Hey, Nick, one last thing before you go. You know the organization. You're friends with Mayo. Is there there was a report yesterday by Giardi that less than 50% chance AVP's back. Have you heard something similar? Do you think Alex Van Pelt is here for the long haul as the OC?
Where's Giardi getting all his stuff from? I don't know.
He probably got it from Wiggy.
He ain't getting it from me. I think AVP's back.
I mean, I don't know. Let's see if they could beat Jacksonville in London. I mean, I'd like to just see how I personally want to see, is there a difference in how the offense is run now versus the first 5 weeks, 4 weeks?
Yeah.
You have to use, and this is what from the very start of football, coaches have to put the players in the best position based on their ability. You know, like you're trying. If you put me out there one on one against Reggie Bush, that's a bad matchup, right? So you got to make sure that you put players in the proper position to excel based on their own skill set, and that's what great coaches do. So. We'll see what happens moving forward for the rest of the season.
Rob, thank you for calling the show. We love
good
you.
Stuff.
And we will see you soon.
All right. I'm going on a bike ride. 1 hour if you see me around Walpole and Dover and all that fun stuff.
Make sure you got the booty cushion on there.
Yeah, be careful.
I got the pads. I got everything. I clip it in. I got the lights. I got the helmet. Right.
You know, make sure you stretch. Right. You're getting into Achilles, the danger zone with the Achilles at your age. So just be careful.
I know. I'm already halfway through life, so I got to take it easy.
All right, Rob Ninkovich.
Danger zone rejoin. And the MRI.
Yes.
Maybe it did happen.
The MRI is literally one person who has reported it. One person.
Listen.
No one else has confirmed it.
Rob said.
Well, he's going off the stupid report.
Oh, I thought he might have been plugged in and then had
And I don't get the Giardi hate. I mean, Giardi's had far more success reporting things than Volan.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, all right. It's a Patriots Friday. We'll be right back.